Vinasu Shuvi. The Russian of the Rashi is Vinasu Shuvi. Vinasu Shuvi. So Yisrael can write it. So, in other words, so then, according to the Rashi, understanding of the Tisefta is mentioning the big fish. In other words, the Tisefta says, if you have an apple at me, and you have a roy at me, and you want to be marshy, and receive the apple of Umikveh, the water in the apple of Umikveh is shown. And then you want to be marshy of the apple of Umikveh. So you bring the pipe. You bring the pipe. Suppose one pipe is not enough, so you bring three pipes. And you connect all the pipes. So, and thereby you connect the lower level of Umikveh with the upper level of Umikveh, thereby being marshy of the upper level of Umikveh that it was here to pour or show. So the metron amurim, if it's zel gabizeh, in other words, if one mikveh is an upper level and the other mikveh is a low level, but zebisadze, if it's beishbeiren, an even level ground, and suppose you have one mikveh that is show and the other mikveh that is not show, so then you can connect, you can unite the two mikvehs through a pipe, even though the pipe is cut. So the Rashi says, he doesn't understand why there should be a difference between zeh al gabi zeh, in other words, when you have an upper level mikveh and a lower level mikveh, and zeh besad zeh, when it's an even level ground. He doesn't understand why there should be a difference. But anyway, according to the Rashi chart, the Tisefta is mentioning this chiddush. Is this chiddush, that if the one mikveh is an upper level, is in a katafras, and the other mikveh is in a lower level mikveh, it's in the form of a katafres, so then you can be mechaber, but only if the pipe is not kofu. But if the pipe is kofu, so then you cannot be mechaber. Machinke, if it's zebitzadze, so then I'm even level ground, so then you can affect ashoke, even though it has a fit. Now we have to, so the Rashi says, lo yodati. So he says, oh, mikan klein asil en echo bitzad mikve achosa, visil en echo bitzad mikve ashov, visil en echo de emza, imen dai veilu hashnai lechabo, umidnokat lechubo, mashma, diboze bitzad ze lechayish lekopu, vitzorech lidagdeik, maish. Now, there is a side point that we have to take notice of. That has nothing to do with the whole discussion. Now we saw that the Rashi mentioned one pshat, that the Mishneh of Mitarnes Amikva Elgin in a Tachte in Varochet in a Koret, Keitzat Mei Bisilin Shol Cheres and Shol Eivam and Yechil Tachta Shem Ismael and Mayu Mishra Masikei, that it has reference to the case where he wants to unite a Mikra Haseiro with a Mikra Shreimo, then he rejects the pshat because a Mikra Haseiro could not be united to a mikveh shleimo, unless there is a shveras aneid, and here the Mishneh doesn't mention shveras aneid. The Mishneh says that he becomes united and connected with the saro connection too. So the Mele, he rejects the first pshat in the Rashi, and he says that this Mishneh has reference to the case where he's trying to be machshir, and here to form mikveh shuvo on the basis of being joined to a heretofore mikveh sheinish, but to unite a mikveh haseiro with a mikveh shleimo on the basis of a kisaro connection, that's impossible. And that's the pshat. So how come that when he discusses the tisefte, when he discusses the tisefte, now the washing of the tisefte is as follows. Again, time of the tisefte. Mitarius amikveh elyon min hatachtei v'arochet min hakoret. Keitzad? Mei v'silin shel eitz v'shel etzem v'shel zchuchis u'maniach yod mitachto ad shenismal emayim u'meishchei u'masikei afilu bisaro v'dayim. So the Tisefta also uses the lashon afilu bisaro v'dayim, and then he says imichva v'silin kol shehu posel v'amei dvar namurim bizman shehu yuzeh al gabizeh. Avon moyu ze bitzadze מי ויסיו אין שום רחובו מכאן, ויסיו אין שום רחובו מכאן, ויסיו אין יחד באמצע, ומאסיק לירה מכאלה. And then he says, ויצד מקווה החוסר, ויסיו אין יחד ויצד מקווה השולם, ויסיו אין יחד באמצע. ויסיו אין יחד באמצע. So here he discusses the case of a מקווה שלמו and a מקווה חסרו. But the question is, the case of a מקווה חסרו and a מקווה שלמו, so according to the Rash, השוקי couldn't be affected altogether. Even if it's not kosher, unless it has a shifaras amid connection. So obviously, when the Rash says here, when the Rash says here, "Vitzorich l'tadlik, mayachod b'tzad mikve," mikan koyim v'asiu enechod b'tzad mikve achoser, v'asiu enechod b'tzad mikve asholim, v'asiu enechod b'emtza. So even day v'lashni lechabro. So he talks of the case of mikve choser and mikve sholem. So he doesn't refer to the case when there is a chut asar connection, but here he refers to the case when there is a shiferes aneid connection. When the tisefta says bamedvo mamurin bize al gabize, but if it is zebitzatze, so then even though it's kofu, so it can still affect ashoke. And he says he can affect Ashoke between a mikvah chaseiro and a mikvah shleimo, even though it's kofu. There it means he has reference to the case where there is a shifaras aneid connection, not when there is a chut asara connection. Because when there is a chut asara connection, so Ashoke couldn't be affected between a mikvah chaseiro and a mikvah shleimo, even if it's not kofu. How could it affect Ashoke in the case where it's kofu? So it is obvious that in view of the fact that the Shach, that the Rash mentions here, Sil enechod b'tzad mikve achosa, v'tzil enechod b'tzad mikve asholem. So then, if it's ze b'tzad ze, so then, even though it's kofu, Hashoke could be affected, could unite the mikve chaseiro with the mikve shleimo. So he has reference to the case where there is a shiferes aneid connection, not imash connection. The Mishnah mentions imashi connection in the case where it's not kofuf, but in the case where it's kofuf, so the Rash refers to the case where there is a shveras aneid connection, because since he discusses the case of the mikve choser and the mikve sholem, so even without kofuf, the Hashoki couldn't be affected. So it is obvious that the Rash here has reference to the case where there is a shiferes aneid connection. So then he says, if there is a shiferes aneid connection between a mikveh choser and a mikveh sholem, so if it is in the katafes, so as long as it's kofu, so then no ashoke could be affected, even though there is a shiferes aneid connection. But if it's a bitzadze, it's beishberen, it's an even level ground, so then, if there is a shiferes aneid connection between, then Ashoke could be affected, even though it's kofu. But that's obvious. Now, so that we have to say, according to the alternative in the Rash, because the Rash says, at the end, he says, Bishemo mitam zeh lichashimam bisturim apiu yei katafas. Shem. So in other words, Efsha yes and Efsha no. So there is one alternative in the mind of the Rash that even though it's katafres, we still could affect Ashok between an upper level mikveh and the lower level mikveh. Sure. Where one mikveh is a shleimah. So he says that's only in the case where there is so he says if it's not kofu, but if it is kofu, then no ashoke could be affected between the mikveh shleimo and the mikveh chaseiro, even though there is a shiferes aneid connection if it's kofu. But if it's zebitzadze, so then ashoke could be affected even if it is kofu. And the Rash says he doesn't know why. But what's the pshat? All right, the Rash says he doesn't know why. But we have to understand what kind of a din that he said to mention. whether we understand it fully or not, but we have to know what kind of a deed that the Sefer mentions according to Rashi. Now, we see that according to Rashi, when the Sefer says, Bamet lo amurim sheni kofu, abu kofu, and if it's al gabizein, if it's nekatafres, so then, no ashok is affected. No, his ashok is affected, and not only you can't be tevel in the pipe, in the ceiling, but it becomes shore. So it's not like the Raivet. The Raivet chita is the way Reb Chaim explains the Raivet's interpretation of the Tisefte, that according to the Raivet, it cannot be used, that ceiling cannot be used for tefillah inside, because it has a biskibo, even though the biskibo was not constructed liberally. But shore doesn't become. But according to the Rash understanding of the Tisefte, it even becomes show. So what is the Rashi take? So according to the Rashi, even though there is a prerequisite in Tumas Keli that it's not enough that the Keli has a biskibu, but it's necessary that the biskibu should deliberately be constructed, but insofar, that's only in regard to Kabbalah Stume, but in regard to puzzling the mind that is contained in that kind of a Keli, for a moment, a show. So even though the biskibu was not constructed deliberately, it still becomes show. Because as long as it serves as a biskibu, so it doesn't take a halishem kele in order to be mekabel tumen, but a biskibu, it serves as a biskibu. So mainly any water that enters into that pipe that has a tefillin, so becomes show. Still, according to the Rash, the Tisefta says, that's only if it's in the form of a katafas. If it's in the form of a katafas. But if it is not in the form of a katafas, so then it doesn't become show. Now we have to understand that. Why is it? So the Rash himself says, he doesn't understand. He doesn't say but he says, but that din is mentioned in the Tisefte. So we have to understand what din is mentioned in the Tisefte. Even though it might still be a little difficult as to why the Tisefte says so, but we have to know what din the Tisefte mentioned. In other words, the Tisefta mentions this thing, that if you have a pipe that has a biskibu, but the biskibu was not constructed deliberately, so if that pipe unifies two mikvoids that are mikatafres, so then it can't unify it, and the water is shore. But if that pipe unites two mikvois that are beishbeire, not in the form of the katafres, so mimele, then it can unite. What kind of idin is it? It can unite, and the water does not become shore. So apparently, if there is a connection, if there is a shvifaras anit connection between the upper level mikveh and the lower level mikveh, so then it means that, and this rash accords with the alternative in the rash, that where there is a shvifaras anit, then there can be chibur, even a katafras. Katafras is only mufke of yiruv, but katafras is not mufke of chibur. So mimele, it's true that any kele that has a biskibu, that serves a biskibu, so should pass the mind meshol. But in the case where the water that is in the kele is united to the water in the mikveh, so the mele, it cannot become shol. Because since it's mechubah to the mikveh, it's not shol. When can water be considered as shol? if the water is never mechuga kelim. But if water, even though it's contained in a kelim, and it is a miski, but while it's contained in a kelim, it's still mechuga to the mikveh. So melee cannot be considered chol. When can mayim that are contained in the kelim be considered chol? If they are not mechuga to the mikveh. But if the water that are contained in the kelim are also at the same time mechuga to the mikveh, so it's afkoye of chol. So melee. In the case where it's the katafres, so even though the sheet of Abletan, and that's one alternative in the Rash, that katafres is only mufke of you, but it's not mufke of Hibu, but we have to resort to a din of Hibu. Now Rav Chaim says, in that piece of Torah, so he says that the fiach latfiach, according to the Rambam, affects chibur, but iruv is affected only by shifaras amit. But if when do we require the fiach latfiach only when it's bikatafres? A little bit of beauty. So katafres is a chibur, but we have to resort to it. If it's Beshbeir and if it's non praise, so he says in the Rambam, then we don't even require to fear Latvia. We don't even require to fear Latvia. Because if it's non okay, so then we don't have to resort to Chibur. If you have Mayim in one place, so you have to resort to Chibur, to Chaber. They are in one place, so Mimele they are Mechuda. When do we have to resort to Chibur? And then we have to consider whether Katafres is Chibur, Katafres is not Chibur. So according to Rav Yehuda, Katafres is Chibur because he says Gudachis. According to the Rabbonon of Rav Yehuda, some Geshenim say Katafres is no Chibur. That's only when they're not Bimoki Bechot. But if they are Bimoki Bechot, we don't have to resort to Chibur. So Mimele, even if it's less than the Tefiach Latfiach, even, so that's why Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, when the Mishnah says, Kol Amura Gumikve Kimikve, Chure Amora Uvisitke Amora, Magu Ben Kmoshe. So it's possible to say that Kmoshe means the Tefiach Latfiach. But Reb Chaim says, according to the Rambam, Kmoshe means it's not even necessary to have Tefiach Latfiach, even Tefiach is not. Why? Because if it's Beish Beire, and it's not the katafres, and all the mayim is in one place, even though here there is a lot of water, and here there is very little water, and in between there is just moisture of the feach, not the feach latviach, but since it's not the mechot, we don't have to resort to the chaber. Mimele da mechubo on veini, because they are in one mokim. So we don't even need the feach latviach. So we don't even need the feach latviach. So the Mele, true, the sheet of the Rashi is like Hamletan, in one alternative, that Katafres is only Mufke of Iru, but it's not Mufke of Chibur. So it's not Mufke of Chibur, but we need a Mechaber. We need a Mechaber, if it's the Katafres. Masheinke, if it's Beshbeiren, if it's Zebitzadze, we don't even need a Mechaber, we don't. Mele, they are Mechuborim Beinim. So Mele, Rabbetam Shite, the Rash Shite, according to the Rash, Pshat with the Sefte is saying this. When the union, the Chibur, between one mikveh and the other, has to be affected through a pipe, and if the pipe has a kvife, so it's care. Even though the kvife, the beskibur, was not constructed deliberately, but since it is a kele, it has a biskibu, so the mele, we have to resort to a din of chibu. When do we say that if it's a mokimechot, beish beren, we don't even have to resort to a mechaber, and we don't even need to feach latfiach? That is, if there is no hefsek between one mikveh and the other. Let's say, you have in one place, sometimes in a mikveh, So in one place, in one corner, you have a sheep of water, an abundance of water. In another corner, you have very little water for some reason. So then, we don't need that in the middle there should always be a continuity of the Tefiach L'Tefiach. So even if there is just a Tefiach in the middle, so they are mechubor maybe. Why? Because if it's Mokim Echot, if the two waters are located in one Mokim, we don't have to resort to Chibur. Mimele they are mechubor, because they are Mokim Echot. So we don't even need Tefiach L'Tefiach. So that is only if there is no mafsik. Mashein came with the water in the middle, between one mikveh and the other mikveh. So the water in the middle happens to be located in a pipe, and the pipe has a kvifeh. So that's a keileh. It's a kvifeh if it has a kvifeh. So meileh, so there is a hefsek between this mikveh and that mikveh, because intervening, interposed, is a kvifeh. So, since there is a hefsek, so if it is bimokim echot, so then it's considered, so we don't have to resort to yacham. Mashein kein, if it is the katafres. So even though katafres is not moved of chibur, I call it rametam, but we have to resort to chibur. It's not mufti of chibur. It's mufti of iruv, we call it Rabbanan. It's not mufti of chibur, but we have to resort to chibur. If it's katafres. Because if it's katafres, it's not mufti of chibur. So mele, if there is a kele that has a kvife, so there is a mafsik. Since we have to resort to ilham, Mashein came in the case, where it's bitzadze, where it's Mokim Echot, we don't have to resort to a Mechaber. If we don't have to resort to a Mechaber, so it's always considered that the Mayim are Mokim Echot. So the fact that a Kreikibu is interposed, it doesn't matter, because it's like putting a pipe in a mikveh. Let's say a regular mikveh. Yeah, the mikveh is very large. And suppose you put a pipe in the mikveh. So would that affect the chibur of the water on one side of the pipe and the water on the other side of the pipe, let's say, and the mikveh here. And the mikveh here on two. So one will take a pipe and will put it in the middle of the water in the mikveh. It will not affect. Why? Because since he's mokim echot, so mainly the fact that there is a keile in the water, that is not mafsik, it's not a hefsik. When can a kele kibul constitute a hefsek in the water only when the two waters are nishtenikes? If it's katafres, so then they are considered, the two waters are considered to be nishtenikes. If they are considered to be nishtenikes, so then even though Rabbi Tam Shite is that katafres is not mufti of chibul, it's only mufti of viruv, but we still have to resort to chibul because it's in two separate mikenes. If it's mikatafres, so that means it's a separate mikenes. Let's say you have a mikveh here, and then you're on the lower level, you have a mikveh. So in mele, we have to resort to chibur. So if it is, if it doesn't have any kvifeh, so then the pipe is not a mafsik. So there can be chibur. But if it has a kvifeh, so then the pipe is a kvikibur. If it's a kvikibur, so it's a mafsik. If it's a mafsik, so mele, that precludes chibur between the water here and the water here. Masheikin, if it's a mitzatze, so then it's mimokim echot, we don't have to resort to chibur. In the same way as Rav Chaim says in the Rambam, that when do we need tefiach l'tefiach if the two waters are in separate cases? So true, they can become a chuber, but we have to resort to a mechaber. So mele, tefeach is not a mechaber. Tefeach latfiach is a mechaber. But if they are b'mokim echot, so then the Mishnah says, chuber amoro, sitki amoro, madmoy kmoshe. It doesn't even have to be tefeach latfiach, because if it's b'mokim echot, so they are mechuborim v'eidim by themselves. We don't have to have recourse to a mechaber, to a din of chibur. But if it b'shtei became meis, even though it's not moved of chibo, according to Rametam, but we still have to resort to a din of chibo. So Mimele, since we have to resort to a din of chibo, in the katafres, we have to resort to a din of chibo, so Mimele, there cannot be any chibo if there is a kli hamikabel interposed between one mikveh and the other mikveh. Masha'in came, if it's there, it's not there. Not Zeal Gabze. So then it's Mevokim Echot. But, so we want that our Pidin, they should be considered Mechuga. We don't even have to resort to a Din of Chibo. We don't even have to resort to a Din of Chibo. So the Mele, even though the Kele that is interposed between one Mikve Mevokim Echot and the other Mikve Mevokim Echot has a Kvife, is a Kvikibo, so the water does not become shol. Why? Because we don't have to resort to a din of chibur. They are mimokim echot. So the mele they are mechuba. So the mele, the fact that the clay kibur is interposed is not miyakin. It doesn't constitute any hefsek between the two waters. So the mele they are mechuba. As long as there is continuity of water, no matter how little water, it may mashu. This is the din that the Tisefta mentions according to the Rai. All right, we leave it here. Now I have to start in a few minutes. The other shir. Now, all right, now, I'll tell you. You have, for Tuesday, you should go over the whole Perek with Halapoches with the Rav, because I would like to make you see him before the Hanukkah vacation on your voice. Because from Perek Shmini, so on, the Mishnayos are not as difficult, not even half as difficult, as the Mishnayos up to Perek Shmini. So we should be able to be Messiah employees. When is the Hanukkah vacation start? And a week from this coming Thursday. So be by Mishnah. Case of the Mishnayos employees. She needs that when Shasem it started. So the Shase, according to the Rambam, Shase is vertical, Arev is horizontal. And according to the Rash, Shase is horizontal and Arev is vertical. We Shase, Mitzadzeh, Mitzadzeh. It means horizontal. We Arev, so according to the Rash, is vertical. Milmayo Ma. Nifritzo, Hanem Milmayo, Grish Akez, Vidavke. Kishenizda, we nika, Shakese or the Sholin Mayo, Vinaneke Freyes Avia, Boye Kishveres Ame, Avonifras a case of the Reishi, the appearance of Reyes Avia had a Rokia, Vamayim is Havlim Shom, Sagibirum Kikrip Zashum, Vereka Kishveres Ame, Uvitisef the Polik, Rabishim Namir, Vikoma Tefach Mile, Rechav appears. So we told me that we were in hell. You hoch in lokat au rum kikuit za shu. U liu gabisile in apim kisar. U misachastar islam. U maizol te shein di gitu. Di maske di peach in chibo le otimu litare. Ho te peach vat fia chibo vak o perash di bisik per shmini litare. The question is, how is it that we did, that here the Mishnah requires the shveres anei? And the Mishnah Tare says Tefiach in Echibu, Mashma Tefiach, Tefiach in Echibu. So there, so we have Abnetam Starets and the Riz Starets, we will be parted to Rashi Sif Kerechuni Tare. Now, here, so we say that if there is an Ekev, so we require Shver Zanet. If there is a Piotso means that on the top of the Kesa, so there is a certain break, chipped off. So the water goes through that chip where it chipped off. So there we don't. So all we require is a rechav kishveres aneit, in other words, the width of two fingers, and al rum kikrib zashim. That's more than tefeach latriach. What if the water goes over the kesa? Nah, it does. In this case, so the reason is why the water goes over is because there is a break in the tabologies. But so only over here when there is a break it goes over. But let's say over here it won't go over, because the level of the water reaches up to the break. Suppose the level of the water is so high, it just goes over. Do you also require that a eclipse ashum, a break eclipse ashum, Balvehi has an eight, so at that point there is a machlekes between the Rajba. The Rajba, I mean the Rivosh, in Sine, in Chuba, Vesh, Sarivases, that according to the Rajba, so the same requires Shir of our room, Kiklimis Ashum, Balvehi has an eight, would apply to the case where it just goes on the case. The same Shir. And the Rashi is that in the case where it goes over the case, so then tefeach what fiach is in. Ha'avik shebe me'alchus. Bizman shebe emtza, we learned it with the Rav, but let's go over the Rash. What does avik mean? In other words, you have the amdote, which is a real mikveh, and then you have an avik, which is a keileh, within a keileh, that is installed in the mikveh. So, if that avik is the emtza, so all the water goes through it. So really the moment it goes, so every drop of water that goes through the avik becomes shore. But suppose it's at the end, so just very little water comes into it. But the bulk of the water does not even enter into the avik. So, maybe not sad in the case, because you can mikveh some of the mikveh. Divrei Rav Meir, or the Rambam wasn't given as Divrei Rav Meir. Because the Rambam was just Talekam. Rachominim in Kabbalah's Ambet Revis actually agiu le'avek kosh v'mav post. And the Chachomim say it all depends. If the Ambet was Mikabe a Revis before any water reaches the Avik, enters into the Avik, then it is kosh. Vimav post. Chabez v'Rabtzonik came here. Imikabu la'avi kochu post. Now no one passes like Chabez v'Rabtzonik, but the flu we should pass like Chachomi. But the Rambam passes like Tanikame, and the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam wasn't even given as Divrei Meir, so he was Tanikame, so he passes. Now the question arises: this Mishnah seems to be say that we discussed last time in Perek Beis. In Perek Beis Mishnah Hei, Mikveh Sheyesh B'Shalosh Gumeitz, Shel Mayim Shuvim Shel Nidluk, Im Yedua Shem Chumaseich HaRavoyim Sof. Mayim Shevim Ad Shelo Hegiya Likuma Shlishis Shis Kosha, Vim Lav Posel. So, the Rav Shimon Machshem Deish Kemikveh Samach Mikveh. So Rav Shimon is the only one who applies the kind of principle of Mikveh Samach Mikveh. But the Rabbanon and there we don't pass like Rav Shimon. They reject the concept of Mikveh Samach Mikveh. So, if if there was no mensah in the mikveh at the time when Shuvim entered into the gumah, so it's possible. So we see that according to Rabbanon, mikveh samach mikveh is also possible. So then the kasha raised by the Mishnah Achreine, and the Mishnah Achreine says over there in Perek Beis Mishnah Hei, the Mishnah is reference to the case where the mayim in the gumah overflowed. It's a forgot. So maybe there is actually Mashenke. Here the mayim in the Avik do not overflow, are not so forgot. So there is only the dinyum of Kishkaras Aleih. No actually. So the dinyum, not actually, we do not apply lechum. We only apply it lekula, not lechum. This is what the Teretz Amin that the Mishnah Achen gives. Alright, now let's see the Rash. Rabbish Kirish Baruch, we be in Shaman, Shokhan is here. Dear Nam, Madam, before you have Bikish, before Shamavik, you are Amo Shamai Machamin, we call him Shokhan Babi and Lambet, Akam Yorch, the Abi Kuloshekak, כי ההיד הכי מצרה בן, ופרקה מדהירם, מה יקציר, אומר רב יהודה אב קאטה, חייר שבאס קופה, שצירה דרוסי בבן. So there we use the Russian avid regarding the socket into which you put in hinges. So in other words, avid is anything that has a hole, that has a hollow portion. So it's a socket, even these sockets. So they have holes in which you plug in. So it's called avid. Or let's say a kele, a real plate, a saucer with a hole in the middle of the saucer that can be plugged and be taken out. So that's also called out. Alright. If she does Misha say on Shochim, Hamlet, Mayim Shade, and feel it. Glach she wrote to Raham, Biham Shemelch was in Hamlet. We tell me, why have it been matters? Shuka be Hamlet, the Yesh be naked, the Mosin be Hamlet. Why were the mikvahs constructed that way? In order to allow the dirty water, the unclean water to go out. So they constructed mikvahs that way. They installed the grate with the hole, with the plug. So whenever they wanted to empty out the water, so they just took out the plug. So all the water leaked out. And when they wanted to fill up the mikveh, they just plugged it. So they manipulated that rain should come into it. Gis der shim shikaz bikar ka beyo shel gas yo de shom ni smal is ani lepsuli mit shim gug mal ka bekeli vi na tsavli pos de na mai gug al gabo ni kam shom ve mashi bisekh u sho ha mash ki ma bray ki mik ve kosh ya som u sho. So we do not say just because the water in the avik touches the water in the mikveh in the avik, so it should pass on, because here we go to Shvarasanei, we only say here we go to Shvarasanei, we cool it, but not the Chumah, unless it's of Al-Gab. So if it's of Al-Gab, that's the Mishnah in Perigbei, Mishnah. We must have a report on my good Al-Gab, we can show, we must see Rasha Maia, we can make a question on the show, we have a Sabbath, we can 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 have a Sabbath, דומם שמדרבי שיום מקראו ודראי סלמח מנקליץ את הרקם ופסוחים ואמרין עומפק שאין לזבוחים וכשהי בממסור תנקילה ברביס מדבירו ממח נצל הרס ומחשיר מקרא כוסס עומד רייסה יפייה במקרא עובר שובים that has just the רביס but if it is because so the rice can be table carry, of course it's physically impossible to be table pick it. But small killing like machmas and eres, so we can fully immerse them in the mikveh of the bees, so it's a kosher mikveh. From the lotion of the rash, it seems to appear like the gulas aliyas. The gulas aliyas, I mentioned many times, the gulas aliyas deduces from this mishneh that midaraisa, so a mikveh of the bees, a bees mikveh, bikarke, can affect a shock. Can affect the show. But the reason is why we say only Memso, because with Rabbanon, without Memso, it cannot be entirely killing. But on the right level, that a mikveh of Reviz can be entirely killing, so it can affect the show. And this is what he deduces it from that mission. But it's a bit chidesh, no one else says it. No one else says it. So, I mean, it's not a Rai Mechachas from this Mishnah. Because we could say, in view of the fact that here it's Negeya only in Yisrael Rabbanon, because even if we say the Churim is possible Rais, if we say Churim is only possible Rabbanon, so of course it's Negeya Rabbanon. But even according to the Shem, the Churim, Gubi Shov, is possible Rais, But in this case, there is no shaila of Raisa. And in the Raisa level, we have no problem. Why don't we have a problem? Because mikve samach l'mikve. In other words, we do not say yom mikve is kishver as an eil. We only say yom mikve is kishver as an eil. We call it. So, and the Talkame for that reason doesn't distinguish between the case where there was a mikve, there was a release in the amnete by the time water entered into the amnete, or there was no release. But it's only Shalim Rabbonon. So mainly the Chachom, the Chachomim, the Rabbonon, it is possible if there is not a Shiur Mitzvah at the time that the Shiurim come into the Abbot. But if there is a Shiur Mitzvah, it's not on the basis of Ashokot. If there is a Shiur Mitzvah, so then it's not impossible Rabbonon. But if there is no Shiur Mitzvah, even the Gabitar is killing, so then with the Rabbonon it passes. It passes, even though it's lechumra. So with the Rabbonon in such a case, we apply the principle of Yerub Mikvoyis Kishvan Zanei Din Lechumra. That's what we have to say. And if we don't accept the Guris Aliyah's Chimish. Alright. Amazer Rabbonon is so much in Kabla, we go to Pates, the Mokholin, and she have been there, and Baby Kabbalah Zamit Revis, and she had the Abbey Bill in Kabbalah. Tanya Bidhi said the Hamez Gimel Chetz. Suppose there is a mess in the mouth. Hakami. So, Tome Hamez. Tome. So it's Tome. Hamez Gimel Hamel Chetz. Tome. מפני אבי כנגיע הנגיע באבי כתומה ויתויה בעל יוסי ובשים נאמר הנגיע באבי כתויה שאולי נעשה לו ישם של הקר Now, this is the Russian of the Sefer. Now the Rash explained, Pirish, Hai מרחץ הנעמבו, the Masmis, שנאמר כפשר, לתפילה, וקמי, הוא כאיקום כמם, שיש במים חמי, ולא יקחים מהם לחמי, מי מעמבו, ונפסולים, במים שוב, כי ביש ממנו סוף, מים ש... וממז ביאמבטה, ניתמיו, קוראי סנחם, וממז ביקמי, האמבטה טוב, מפני אבק רואים, הלוי שאיתם ומימו, ומקב לתומה, אלו אבק לבד היתומה, ומתאמי יש הנגיע בי משספירה, אבל פי שפין יש המז. So, what's the halacha? In other words, if there is a mess beyond it, now, מים מחוברים cannot be in the kabutum. So even if the mess falls into the ambate, into the mikve, so still the mayim cannot become tov. But they used to, they had a certain device by which they maintain a medical warmth of temperature in the mikve, because ordinarily it was too cold to be taken in the mikve. So what they do, they put a cook can is like a kettle, and the kettle contains boiling water, and then they put that kettle with the boiling water in the mikveh, so that emanated heat for the whole mikveh, so it wasn't too cold. Now you cannot say, now you put the kettle with hot water in it, in the mikveh, and a lot of water comes out from the kettle into the mikveh, so, and the water in the kettle is certainly shol, so you should pass in the mikveh because of shol. No, but halacha is, once you have memso in the mikveh, so no ma'ishim in the world can pass it. So mele, since the mikveh had memso, so the water, the hot water in the kumken, in the kettle, so couldn't pass it. So if let's say a mess fell into the mikveh, so then the water of the mikveh itself couldn't become tamei. It's mayim mechubor. But even according to the Ravid, we learned at the beginning of the place, the Ravid Shita is that mayim mechubor can become tamei only if it has a chaloshe mikveh. But if it has a chaloshe mikveh, then everybody is made it. That may mikveh cannot be mikavotum, but the kumken can be mikavotum, that's a kelei. that is placed in the mikveh, and the water inside the kumkem can also become tov. So this is what the Sefer says. So he says, so vim hamez biyamete mikvi ukolis el chamin, that is in the kumkem. Vim hamez becoming, now the kumkem is very large. Suppose the mess fell into the kumkem, ham betetom mikvi avik. So what is mean ham betetom? How could ambete, the water become tome? It's me mikve, me mikve is mitaya, it cannot be mikavu tome. Kalim aloi shi itamu neimo, to mikavu tome, laavik levavi tome. O mitame yesame 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 yesame. So in other words, that it is, that if the kumke, if the mess is in the kumke, So then it's becoming the kumke. It's becoming the kumke. And anyone who touches the kumke, so becomes tome. As a matter of fact, what is the kumke? The kumke is the kumke matzes. So there's a loch of fire like hollow. So if the mess falls into the kumke, even though the kumke itself is in the mikveh, and the mikveh itself cannot become tome. But the kumke is the kumke matzes. So it becomes an avi avi satume. And everyone who touches the kumke will become an avatum. Vitoi. So then, and then it is said to say, "Hamez the kumke." After touching the Avi, so he came to me, but he's in the mikveh. So then, so there's an immersion of the person in the mikveh after touching the Avi. So the melee, he becomes toy again. So, we told him, I forgot the man here, we came, she left the mess, boy, I saw you, you know, she, his parish is the rich always. So how do we say that the person who touches the kumke, which the klimatres, so we say Ali Kharavari Kho, the klimatres who touches the mess acquires the same status of tume as the mess himself. What kind of status of tume does the mess have? So the klimatres that touches the mess is not the abates. The person who touches the klimatres should become an av, like a person who touches a mess. And the halacha is a person who touches a mess, so requires, cannot become toya just by immersing himself in a mikveh. Somebody is touches a sheretz, shechvazera, nivele, so there, all he has to do is to retain himself and become toya. But if somebody touches a mess, he is stomach 7 days. And on the third day and the seventh day, so we have to be mazanim, we have to sprinkle the mechavazanim. So how does the Tisefta say, Baal Yossi becomes toya, that the person who touched the Amik, the Kumkem, so he becomes tome, but when he comes out from the water, from the Ambete, he's toya again. How is he toya? But he has to be tome 7 days, and he has to, we have to be mazani, to sprinkle on him the mechatos, on the third day, the seventh day. So the Rash says, and this is a very important principle. It's a very important principle in Kabbalah Stumi. And it's negating its ways also. Because of the aloha, because of the requirement of Avyosan al-Yitara. So he says,
אבל היה בי ייחוד ההוא, וגם משם רשימה קרקה,
שיגע תשלישי לדובו שנקבל תומה ותומה קלו ועל מייז ומדרבנון ותדע דרבשים מתאי לגמרי. So he says no. We try to say, we cannot apply here the Aloha of Charaval and Chol. Why not? Because this Kumken was not just an ordinary kettle, Tolush, movable, all the time, and you just placed it. No, this kettle was installed in the Amrit. It was installed, and then they used to pour in hot boiling water through pipes, or maybe directly, I mean, it doesn't make any difference, in order to keep the mikveh warm. So it was like a boiler, I mean, a hot tank that was installed, in the mikveh, and they used to fill it up with boiling water. So the melee, and this kettle, at the time when it was manufactured, when it was processed, so it was processed in order to be installed in the car. And there is a cloud in Kabbalah's tomb. Now, Mechuber is not the Kabbalah. Only Tolush in Kabbalah. So true, we pass in the Tolush with a fibre, is Ave Tolush. That is only in the Kele that was originally Tolush, was not made and processed, manufactured with the intention of being installed in car. Now, it was made, processed, manufactured in order to be used as a torch, as a movable vessel. And then somebody decided to install that kele in the car. So then we say, torch, we say, fibre is have a torch. It's become a torch. But suppose it's the kind of a tank that is manufactured at the very outset with the intention of being installed in Karke, then we do not say Tolush, we say Fibre Ali Tolush. Then it has a little bit of Mechubea, and it's not recovered to me. Now, this Kumke is a kettle that at the very outset, when it was manufactured, it was done so with the purpose of being installed in the Karke. So, mainly, it's not. So the mele, it's not the kavutum. So the mele, it's not the kavutum. Oh, so why do we say that the person who touches the kumken becomes tame? The daloch of chara v'cholik can't apply. So it shouldn't be the kavutum altogether. So the rabbonim is the kavutum. And Rav Shimon says that even the rabbonim is not the kavutum. Right. Amitav shel imelchas. She casts a mayim the draws. ועשוי למרחל פולסדוני למשוך עם המים צלנים ולראות אם לך שרוף צומחמי משתת עם יצלן ותאר עשה עצמו ופעם שניקו לזו לזו ובי לזו לזו שישן דיז בגבל של מרחל ושיפרו להם המים בויים מזו לזו דרך הנקובים אם יש נכנע נקב של ישולים בין פוסט אם אין למנסור ניקב נפסל אחת לזו אף על פי שהכושר מצד האלה ועם דרך מים לאלויס ועם דרך מים לאלויס וכל שקי עם הכושר לצד התחתן. In other words, so according to Rabbi Yitzchak, now we learned it last time. In other words, you had, let's say, two trolls. Two drawers. Here is you have a draw of water, and here you have another draw of water. There's a seal that the soil has. There the soil has. So one day I have an upper level draw, and a lower level draw. Now the lower level draw has mine shoe. It's filled up with mine shoe. The upper level floor is filled up with mayim shemushim. But then there is a neket in the lower level floor and a neket in the upper level floor. And they fit each other. It corresponds. So the mele, according to Rabbi Yisi, even though the lower level floor is the floor that has the Mayim Shuvi and the upper level Torah. Here is the Mayim Shimshuvi, and we know that if you don't use a pump, so it's impossible for the Mayim Shuvi in the lower level Torah to go into the upper level Torah. But if the Nekev is so large that if you would use a pump, so you would be able to pump up Gibul Lukim Mayim through that Nekev instantaneously. In other words, the Nekev is so large that all the Gibul Lukim could go through. It doesn't go through because of the law of gravity. I mean, water goes down, it doesn't go up. But if you use a pump, so then the Nekev is large enough for all the Gibul Lukim to go through. That's the Cheshbon. If it's 1 3, even the size of the Nekev is 1/320 of the size of the Mikveh Shleimo of Abayim Sof. So then it passes the upper level Mikveh, the upper level Torah. Even though there is a loch of mikveh, some of mikveh, it's not possible. Unless there is an actual, but if there is just individual, even the Bishop Samayit, we do not say it's a chumre. So here, with the Rabbanon, in view of the fact that the Nekev is so large that the Basachas, all the Gimel Lugim, could go through, so it's considered like actual yirut. The Rabbanon. This is what Rabbi Yisrael says. And Rabbi Lezer says that even in the case of Tachteinom Leyoshev, Velenom Leyoshev, where it can manage God, but as long as there is no actual ill, because both floors are filled up to their capacity, so the melee, no water can go from the upper floor to the lower floor, so it's still not possible, because it's because of a belief. And the Tanakhama, the he holds, that in view of the fact that the neck can be so large that all the looking could go through instantaneously in 1 second, so maybe it's considered like actually. Alright, now let's see. You can see that if you look impossible, you will meet them, so it's like God. I don't wish a question to tell you that my mouth is, because she's not a question to the doctor. Every question is less, and she. Alright, now. Yesh Malin Samik with the Rab. Yesh Malin Samik with Loy Paisling. Paisling Loy Malin. Loy Malin Loy Paisling. So there are certain liquids that can be Malin in the Mikveh. Well, in other words, to be Mashlim Tabos. And it doesn't pass. And there are certain liquids that if, let's say, Gimel Lukim of it fall into the mikveh, pass into the mikveh, it's entire. And it cannot be mashed. And then there are certain liquids that neither can they be male, can they be mashed, nor can they pass it. Even my little paisley, now in order to pass it, it has to have a shemai. Orange juice, cider, milk, wine, may pay rates, Gimel Lukim may pay rates, can pass. But if it has Harishem of Mayim, so then, and if it show, so then it can pass. So even Mayim will pay slim. These are the things, the liquids, the liquids that can be mashed into Mimsum. And cannot pass Hashemek, Vagod, Vakfeya, Vagrit. In other words, snow and ice, hail and soul, Vatita Mirek, liquid mud. Sometimes mud is almost solidified, but sometimes the mud is very liquid-like. So that's Titanirik. So our minor level pace, in other words, suppose you have a mikveh requires 40 so. Suppose you have 39 so water. And then you have one so of snow or of salt. So the halacha is or liquid mud. So it's vash. Omer Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said that Rav Yishmoel was arguing with him. And he said, he contradicted him. In other words, Rav Akiva was saying that Shelek can be mashed into Memzor. So Rav Yishmoel said, no, it cannot be mashed. However, the inhabitants of the city of Midrash, so they testified in his name of Rabbi, the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Shomalem, Tzubi, of Yerushalayim, the Asher Mikveh Bitchila, that Rabbi Yishmael himself passed, you can make a mikveh out of snow. Now, the question is, how can we understand it? Rabbi Akiva says, oh, Rabbi Yishmael, don't connect it. So it's Chalkanim. And there, the residents of Midvel, they testify that Rabbi Shmuel himself passed, not only it can be mashlim, but you can make a mikveh out of snow. So the Rambam Pesha Mishnah explains it, that Hoya Rabbi Shmuel don't connect the just on an argument level. In other words, he tried to point out the opposite swap. You know, sometimes you argue one point. You don't mean that this is the halacha, but you're just trying to point out how one could add b'derech hamitzua, b'derech hamikua. That's what it means. Hoyo Rabbi Shmuel don't connect really in Rasha like in Ma'ariz Amik. That Rabbi Shmuel tried to point out what logical argument there could be for the proposition that Shalek is not Mashalek. But Rabbi Shmuel, he just pointed out how b'derech hamikua. But Rabbi Shmuel himself, he shita was that it is mashal mikveh. He himself passed me to what he was shalek was a mikveh mikveh. Rabbi Yechem ben Eirohine even abot kimayim. So in other words, he is chelik and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both say the child can be mashal mikveh? So he said that abot, in other words, hail is kimayim, that has the same din as water. Now water, if it shows, so it passes. Mashenke, according to Tanekame, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the way he passes, so neither shelek nor bod can pass it. They do not have a din of mayim, but still they can be mashed with me. Ketzat mayim v'lo peisim. What's the case? How do we visualize the case of a certain type of a liquid that can be mashed but cannot pass or mikveh sheyesh bei arboim so chosra achas no pomehem no pomehem. And that was one of the things mentioned here, let's say, like shalek. So in the mikveh, arboim so chosar achas, and no palmem so, we say, lo. So he told me, he had 39 so. And then he put in one so of snow, or titanire, whatever. So it had 40. So it's mal in the place. On one hand, it's mashal to the union of Nemzor, and we do not say, but this snow is shoulder, so you should pass it. No, because snow does not have the deen of water, Likamre, and it does not have the deen of the pears, because water, if it is shoulder, it passes, if it has Gimurud. And Mekele doesn't pass it, but cannot do mashle. If one mashle, one drop is lacking for the Memsor, and then you pour in Mekele as orange juice or cider, so then it's not mashle. Mashle in snow is, it is mashle. So we got the Ashwame, it has the din of Mayim, but we got the Psul of Shoal, it does not have the din of Mayim. Because if it had the din of Mayim, we got the Psul of Shoal. So Gimurugim of snow would pass. Now let's see that. Yeish ma'alim ashman abdol so the way teis and Gimurugim shuvim v'chulam yifor sheitza hakvei yakshomim sheyadim nikvim sheyadim nikvim lid ma'im shekof al piyores na ma'im titanol, titrach, rosh, nas, noroi liquid mud ev nabot kimayim kimayim shuvim abdol kampi from ma'alim ואין הלוחק רבי יחלון נורי והלוח רגיס שלן שמידבור שיש מידנה שגם וחתחילו מצומן שיש למור ופייס מגמור נשורים שער יסו הרבה יש מגמור גמור ומסלם יקרה וכך. Now this is a very complicated thing, it's not just a simple thing, and of course it's the gear of mice. Again, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, many Mikrois in America were made out of snow, but that's also one of the things that they don't give the extra, the influx of the Hungarian Jews, so that changed. Today I don't think I haven't heard of a single mikveh that is made out of snow. Anyway, so can you make a mikveh out of snow? So there is many shittos of Hashem. Now, according to the Rosh, so the halacha is that mikveh, you can not only that snow can be mashed in the mikveh, but because the Mishnah says tzuvah viu shalosh v'asu mikveh b'tchila, so according to the Rosh Pshat it means you can make a mikveh exclusively out of snow, and you don't even have to melt the snow. In other words, the mikveh is kosher before it melts. Let's say a person, his stomach, just immerses himself in snow before it melted, so it's a good thing. Now we are made here in regard to Kehle, so, but not in regard to Kehle Sodom, they're not naked. But according to the Rosh, so when Rabbi Shmuel said to the Anshin Nidin, Tzuvah Vimu Shalem, V'yasunik V'vitchiloh, so it means even before it was Nisrasit, before it was Nimuach, before it melted into water. Snow itself has a din of Mayim, and even though all the Memsor consists of snow, so it's a good mikveh. So in other words, because snow has a din of Mayim, but then if it has a din of Mayim, now suppose you take in your hands water, and then you dump it into the mikveh, so it'll be shown. So if you take, so if snow has a din of Mayim, so then it should follow that if you fill up your hands or you fill up a kele with snow and then you dump it into the mikveh, so it should be shown. So snow, so has a din of Mayim and is not subject to the psul of shovim. It's not subject. Mayim mamish, but is subject to the psul of shovim. But snow is not subject to the psul of shalom. That's the shita of the Rosh. And this is the, and the Mordechai in Shabbos at the end of Peri Bamateni, so says the same thing. Rav Nishmaya, the name of Rav Nishmaya. Thank you. So that was the psak of Rabbi Shmaya, and originally Rabbi Simcha agreed with it. The raya of Misachas Mikvayim, itnan Hashemet v'agorod ma'olin ha'mikve v'yipesim. Al memuta ushe v'shalek. Directly made by the book. Shol kamayre, yos pshitet ha'vik mishor ma'ayre. How do we know that this Mishnah has reference to Anmelot Etzlov? Maybe it has reference to Melot Etzlov. So he says, Rabbi Shmaya and Rabbi Simcha at first said, that if the Mishnah equates as reference to melted snow, so what kind of a chiddush is melted snow? That's ordinary water. I mean, it's not such a proportion, because we could say that the chiddush is that it doesn't involve the psul of show. In other words, even though you don't snow into the mikveh, so at the time when it was in the state of snow, so it was show, so and then it melted. You are allowed to be tevil, and we don't say that it's kosher machmashol. So that's the bichidesh. So it's not such a pshites. So we could say that the Mishnah is referenced in the case where it's nimuach, and the chidesh in the Mishnah is that even though it was dumped in your dayim into the mikveh, but since at the time it was dumped in the mikveh, it was in a solid state, not in a liquid state, not in a full liquid state. So mainly the psul of show doesn't apply, but it's a big chiddush. But Rabbi Shmaya and Rabbi Simcha at first felt that this is no chiddush, because how could the psul of show apply? Show can only apply to a liquid. It's drawn. Show means drawn, filled up. Show, but the solid, it's not shayach to say show. So mainly it's a double portion. That if somebody with his hands will fill up a mikveh with snow, which is in solid or in a semi-solid state, and then it will melt, so it shouldn't be considered a show. So what kind of a chiddush? So why does Mishnah even have to tell us that? So the answer is, the Mishnah tells us that in order to advise us that even before it melted, so then we could say it's not mayim, it's a solid state, semi-solid state. So the chiddush is it has it in the mashma. All right, then he says the avra doesn't mean ben miforesh. Vahid misachas mikvoy sheivesi ayra sheufshem. Vokom mashma on bein din shuinoi. So the doesn't mean ben bein is chilek al mishmari, and he says the mishnah mikvoy is as reference to the case where it was already melted. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that it's not joke. Since the shiva took place while it was in the solid state, and then became Rabbi Simcha, he took it closer. Rabbi Simcha at first agreed with Rabbi Shmaya that even before it melts, it can be used for tefillah. The Ripsei Chazabe, ki efshe shekol hashelek ho'eilu lememso yagia b'psom. In other words, if you are taking in shelek, so it's impossible that every particle of shelek should touch the bosom of the person, the goof of the person. If you are taking water, so naturally every part of the goof is immersed in water. But if you are taking the shalek, so there will always be vacant spaces between the goof and the shalek. It's just impossible that every part of the goof should manage to be immersed in the shalek.
Even Caleb.
Even Caleb, it's impossible. You always find, if you try it out, so you see, you immerse a Caleb in snow. So, and then you try to pick up the the snow from the Keter, you see there is a void between the inner surface of the snow and the outer surface of the Keter. So in Mele, it's not a good feeling. That's the reason why Rabbi Simcha at the end was crazy. Another reason is why Rabbi Simcha at the end was crazy, because originally he agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Nishmaya. So, and then the halacha is in Magdilim B'Kifim. What is that means when he breaks at the shore? So you have the two arches, so that is set up on the target, and then you have the wave. So, Magdilim B'Roshi, let's say that is the shape of the wave as it breaks. So that's the two Roshi, and this is the Kifim. So one can be taken of Matri Kele in the Roshi, because the Roshi is considered Triodikara. That's how we explain it. Triodikara. Mashe'inke, the Kifo, the arch, the Kifo, which is the form of the canopy. So that's like Telubabu. That's the Roshi set up like a pillar. And the Karaki, so it's really Karaki. But the Kifim, the arch, the canopy, that's not set up on the Karaki. So in Philadelphia, so there is no Karaki. So he says, in snow, when you are taking in snow, unless the snow is completely flat, but usually, when you are taking in snow, so it's not completely flat and deep down. So in other words, it's also in the form or the kifah. So when your table, so part of the roof is immersed in the kifah, in the canopy, in the arch, not exclusively in the roshi. So the mele, it's not here the time. Alright. Anyway, so we have a machlekes between Rabbi Nishmaya and Rabbi Avromidin. I think it's Rabbi Avromidin. Could be a blessing, but I think it's a woman. So, according to Rabbi Nishmaya, when the Mishnah says that a tzuva of you shall be it means that tefillah can take place even in the state of snow. And according to Rabbi Avraham, it means only after it is melted. Alright, that's one machlokes. Then, the raivet is chelit ha-nevosh. Whereas the Rosh says that when Rabbi Shmuel passed that to Rabbi Yushal and Rasha Mikva Bitchila, so it means that it can be made exclusively out of snow. So the Rabbi says, no, the Rosh Na Mishnah is that it's Mali. What does Mali mean? Mali means that it can be Mashal, it can supplement the Mali. In other words, if you have 39 saw of water in shipping, and then you dump in one saw of snow, so it's okay. And it doesn't have to be that one saw, as long as it's mild. Suppose you have 21 saw of wine changing, and 19 saw of snow you dump in, so it's partial. But to make it exclusively, completely, or even rubbing, let's say half hour of soft snow, that's not. That's the Raivet Chitim. That's the Raivet Chitim. But the Raivet is also made. You see, the Raivet is also made. The Raivet, that's the Shitim of all the Shem, except the Balamoya. That insofar as the Tzul of Shom is concerned, so it doesn't apply to snow. In other words, let's say, Rabbi Nishmaya holds that when the Mishnah says, so that means that the tefillah can take place in a state of snow, in a semi-solid state, if before it is melted. So Rabbi Nishmaya says no, only after it is melted. After it is melted. And the Rosh Shittim is that it means that you can be completely out of snow. And the sheet of the Raivi is not completely out of snow, but snow can just be mashed. Just can be mashed. But they all agree, Rabbi Mishmarion, Rabbi Avraham Ubin, and the Rosh and the Raide, that insofar as the Psul of Shov is concerned, it does not apply to snow. In other words, according to Rabbi Avraham Ubin, that before it melts, you cannot be used for fear. But it cannot be used for fear. But only after it melts. But after it melts, it can be used for tefillah. Even he Yodayim dumped the snow into the mikveh. He picked up snow, lumps of snow, and then he dumped them into the mikveh. And then it melted. So, the psul of Shom doesn't apply. Hey, that, so, according to Rabbi Avraham Ubin too, Avraham Ubin, and second Roshim, however, the Ramoya says, no, if snow can be used for mikveh, that means, why? Because snow itself has a little mind. Snow itself has a little mind. I mean, physically it is like that. What is snow? I mean, it's mind, so if it is freezing temperature, so it freezes. So the male, if it has a little mind, so it should be subject to all the psulim to which mind is subject. One of the psulim that affects mind is shown. So, snow too, if you dump it in your hands, so then it should be possible because of show. So, one second, please. So, when Rabbi Shmuel passed into the Anshin Nidra, so for me, Shalit Vasumit, you'll see the Balamoya in the Asavis. I didn't bring here now the Teres HaNefesh, but Teres HaNefesh says that at the end, it has, in some Teres HaNefesh, it has on the bottom. And some tears on the page, it tears in the back. So the Asogis of the Balamoyer and Raide. So he says, oh, Rabbi Shmuel, passed it for the Anshin Midve, Tzuvo Viyu Shalev Vasu Mikva Bitzchilo. So what did he mean? He meant they should take Shalev and dump it on the ground away from the Mikve, and then it would glide into the Mikve. So it's Amshochet. So it's Amshoche. So the male, if it's Amshoche, so it's not Joel. And you know, I mentioned the machlokes between the Chachme Italia and the Chachme Venezia. The Chachme Venezia. Now, Amshoche we pass and is effective only the mute, but not the Ruba or Bikut. So the Shire was in a certain city in Italy. So they wanted to make a mikveh. So they thought of filling up Cain with many nikkovim. And they, of course, they relied on the shite of the Avyo that many small nikkovim Amitzurek to Shikara Samit. So maybe it will not become show Mahmas being contained in the Kehle. Because it's not a Kehle. It has a naked Shikara Samit. But if you try to use a Kehle that has one big naked Shikara Samit, so it won't accomplish anything. Because no sooner that the Kehle is filled up with water than it is only dry. So how can you accomplish? But if you construct minute balls which in total are equal to Shvaras and Eid, so then since the balls are very minute, so you can keep it for some time and then you'll be able to empty it out into the mikveh. So in other words, it will not become, in other words, they use certain pipes and certain cave that had many nikkovim, which in total added to Shvaras Hanei. So mainly the fact that water entered into those cave, into those pipes, even though it had a miskibu. So it didn't pass it machmashopically, and then it flowed into the mikveh, and it didn't become shol machmaskli. So the chachmei and all the water was channeled that way. So the Chachmei Venezia, the Chachmei Italia Aseret, Rachmeitali Asadet, Asadet, because it, there are two kinds of show. One show is show Machmas Milibikui, and another show is Machmas Milibikato. As a matter of fact, the shite of the Raibed is that the show Machmas Milibikui is only possible in Rabbonot. But the show Machmas Milibikato is possible in the Raibed. In other words, if it was done, annulled and so. So there are two types of show. One show is show Machmas Milibikui, even though you didn't do anything with the Raibed. Suppose it rain is pending. So then you take out cave, and before it starts to rain, you put up your chotzer cave. Then it starts to rain, and the cave is filled up. And then the wind blows, and all the cave are turned over, and they spill into the mikveh. So it will still be possible. Why? Since the machshavte, the cave were filled up. Biritzene, deliberately, so the name became show machmasli. According to the Rabbi, this kind of show because is only possible in Rabbanon. Mashainke, if you take the yodayim, the kelim, you fill up the kelim with yodayim, and you fill up kettles with water, and then you spill them into, you pour them into the mikveh, that's the mikveh, or you fill up your hands, they're going to be different, and you pour them into the mikveh, that's the show machmasli mikveh. So this kind of show, according to the Raibed, so is the homot and the show must be clean. So Chachmei Tali is still asking. In other words, the fact that you bore many holes, many mikvot, which in total added to Shveres Anei, so that was Mafkia the Shem Kele. So the mind that passed through those pipes, through those canyons, in spite of the biskibul that they had, so did not become show machmaskui. But after all, you filled up the canyon, you died. You filled up the canyon, you died. And then, at the other end, it flowed into the mikveh, it passed in the mikveh. So the melee became show. So it became show machmas, milbikate. So how can Amshocha be effective? Amshocha cannot be effective on Kurei, only on Miute. That was the long days of the Chachmitai. What was the long days of Chachmit and Etzieh? They were matter. So they said something that is very reasonable. They said, insofar as the show of Machmas Milbikatev is concerned, so that only applies if you die, you dump the water into the mikveh. But if the yodayim you dump the water not into the mikveh, here is the mikveh, and here is more than 3 tefachim away, you dump the water with your hands, so 3 tefachim away, and then it glides into the mikveh, so there is no milbikato. In other words, what's the machlokes? We discussed it in the second page in connection with the in the Rash and the Rosh, we discussed it at great length. I mean, in connection with the Mishneh of Haminach Kankan Beresh Agag Veinagom Nismah Lomayim. I mean, the Bes Yosef, and the Bach, everything. I mean, anyway, there is a machlokes between the Chachmei Venetia and the Chachmei Talia. So what's the machlokes? The gist of the machlokes is on this question. Well, the psul of shov machmas milibikate, does it imply that it's shov machmas milibikate only when you dump it directly into the mikveh? But if you dump it away from the mikveh, and then it by itself it glides into the mikveh, then it's not shov. So the main one, we cannot say shov is not effective on kulei and hudei, only on mutei. That is only when the shov was hot, and you want to be mad from shov. You want to be mafkia the din show, so we say Amshoch is not effective in the Rubin. But here I come in Chachmei Letzie, the Shemshon was the Bachal. And as far as the show of Machmas Milibikui is concerned, so in view of the fact that he had many Mikovi, so he didn't have a Chalishem Milibikui, so maybe it's not show Machmas Milibikui. So, from this, Balamoya, it appears explicitly that in the Balamoya gives in the sheet of Chachma Venetia, he said, Shalek is not distinguishable from Mayim in any way. But, so, Shalek is a real Mayim, but Mayim has to be in Shuvi. So Shalek has to be in Shuvi also. So then you ask, so how did Rabbi Shmuel pass them to them? So he says, all he said is, you should take it, he said to the residents of Midbar, take, fill up your hands with snow, lumps of snow, and then you dump it away from the mikveh, and then it will glide into the mikveh. So, showing decrees never took place here. They didn't fill up the kettles with snow, that is an honor with the cost. They filled up their hands with snow, and then they dumped it away from the mikveh, and then glided into the mikveh. So there was no show decree, and the view of the fact that it was dumped not directly into the mikveh, but away from the mikveh, and then by itself, so it glided into the mikveh, so it doesn't involve any show machas nirdikat. So it never became show machas nirdikat. So we don't have to resort to hamshach. So maybe it's not shayach to say hamshach mikolei. We don't even have to resort to hamshach. So in other words, so the Balamoya Shite is like the Chachma Venetia. Eino Peisul Lemayo, second issue. Yes?
What is the Sfar of the Rebbe? The way he said?
No, because there are certain things that can be mashed into Memsor. But, so it's not Mamash Mayo. Now let's say, Mud, is Mud Mayo? You couldn't make a Mikveh, Al-Pedim, exclusively out of liquid Mud. Because it's not mine, but it has certain characteristics of mine.
So
what?
Does
it no, it doesn't have any show. Doesn't have any show. Right. Anyway, personally, my meat may be there, you make a washing. Make a washing means water in which you soak certain painters or vegetables. That's the washing. Kovish. Meshwakis means water in which you cook painters. So that's real mind. They are timid. What does timid mean? If you take grapes and you pour, you take raisins, and you pour water until it ferments, so it gets a bit of life. Once it ferments, it acquires a bit of yayin. Yayin is negates. But until it takes a number of days until it ferments. So until it ferments, so the water is ordinary water. So it has a din of mayim. Ba'atamed atzeach, prior to the fermentation. Keitz ha'peis l'loi mayim, mikve she'yesh bei, avo yimso choser kurte, v'nofal mehem kurte v'niseichei. So in other words, kids are pissed on my mikish is be able in so chos a kote. We know from them kote, we say, hey, let's say, may my neighbor.